I am still conducting interviews. In fact, just last week, I had the great honor and privilege to conduct an oral history interview with Rod Argent and Colin Blunstone of The Zombies, which was fascinating. I mean, these guys had incredible recall of starting out their career in the 60s in England, and it was amazing. I love doing oral histories. I love interviewing musicians, so I am still doing that.
So why do you think it's important to capture those stories?
It is so important because, again, you know, like I said, when I started out with my own obsession about the history of rock and roll, there were really not that many sources to go to. And even now to this day, where there's a plethora of sources online, etc., to actually go to the people who created this music that was part of the arc of the story of rock and roll, and to find out from them who bore witness to this, who participated in this, who created this, their own stories and memories, it's really going as close as you can go to the truth. Because for years, there was so much factual inaccuracy and just complete out-and-out lies, you know, created by publicists and maybe fan writing that they didn't check all their sources or fact-check or whatever. So to try to get this information from the people who created it while they can still tell these stories, I think is crucial. Just like, you know, any other kind of important historical endeavor, be it, you know, politics, social changes in our country. The music is woven into the fabric of our culture and of our politics and of our social makeup of how we live. So to be able to talk to people who were there and part of it is, I think, crucial. And they tell great stories. There's some incredible stories. Oh my gosh. It's like these unbelievable stories brought to life. Rock and roll was just this tiny little thing, kind of like the punk rock scene was when I first moved to New York or when I got into it in North Carolina in the late 70s. Also, for people like me who are writing biographies or writing music histories, you can go to Cleveland and watch these oral histories and listen to them. And there you go. There's like primary sources for your research. And that's very precious because before The Zombies, my most recent oral history interview was with Marty Balin, who sadly we lost, who passed away last year. And it was an amazing interview. And the other thing about doing these with rock and roll figures that's so important is that everyone is so in a rush all the time when they give interviews, most artists, and they're just talking about whatever their recent project is, and they have certain talking points, and they're coached by their publicist. And with these, we really, really, as you have discovered, we dig deep. I mean, it's like the kind of interviews I do for my biographies where I go back to their childhood. And actually working on my very first book with Jenny Boyd, we interviewed all these musicians about their childhoods and if their parents inspired them to be creative, et cetera, and what their early musical experiences were like. And so those same questions, we had this list of 32 questions for that book. I still go to those to talk to these artists. And a lot of them remember things that they haven't thought about in a really long time. And I think it opens them up to remember events instead of just remembering the stories that they gave to the press a million times about certain events, which is definitely a problem. I mean, that happens with so many people, and I'm sure myself the same, that instead of going back and really remembering that event that you were part of, just remembering these quotes that you've already given a ton of times to all these journalists over the years. When I interviewed Wanda Jackson, I mean, I had already interviewed her 4 or 5 times. I'd spent a lot of time with her. I was very blessed in that I call her my fairy godmother because we became quite close. I got to stay at her home and everything. But when I interviewed her for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she told these stories I had never heard before, never read or anything. I love it. I love doing it. That's another one of my passions. Can I add that one in too? I think it's an important project that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is doing, and I hope it will continue.